The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. And welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. If you're joining us live at 3:11 p.m. on this Monday, February 8th, you were just listening to an awesome track from the Tacoma-based band called Bess. My name is Becky, and I bring you the Daily Briefing in the 3 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday. It is your source for updates and resources related to the pandemic. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. And lots of COVID data displays are available at doh.wa.gov. That's the Department of Health website for our state. That's doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. If you go to wa211.org online, or if you dial 211 from your phone, you'll get linked up to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance during this real tough time. If you dial 311, you'll get connected to the City of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. You can also text the hotline at 211-211. Ready for our state-level information for today? Well, the governor signed into law legislation just today that will increase minimum unemployment benefits for workers starting July 1st. The new law also relieves employers of individual benefit charges for claims that occurred between March 22nd and March 30th of 2020. Again, that was last year, March 22nd through May 30th of last year. That was during the stay-home orders that were issued by our governor. Continuing with state information, a special open enrollment period for health insurance in Washington will run from February 15th through May 15th, and this is for people who are uninsured. Anyone who doesn't have health insurance can buy a plan directly from an insurer or through the Washington Health Benefit Exchange. Online, that can be found at wahealthplanfinder.org. The exchange is also offering a special enrollment period from February 15th through May 15th. There's information available right now, but the open enrollment period starts next week. Personal data of individuals who use Washington State Auditor systems may have been subject to a security breach. Individuals whose information may have been compromised can contact the Washington State Department of Financial Institutions at dfi.wa.gov or by calling 1-877-RING-DFI. That's 877-746-4334. And if any of those phone numbers or web addresses went by real quick, remember that you can always find our information online at daily.ktqa.org. The Daily Briefing's always found at daily.ktqa.org. Shortly after our live airing, you can go there, you can click on the day's date, and you can listen to it all over again, or you can click to read along with clickable links as well. And of course, we rebroadcast everything at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday as well. Continuing on everyone's mind is, what's up with the coronavirus vaccine? Well, Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. COVIDvaccineWA.org is also a great source of vaccine info from the State Department of Health. And for Pierce County residents, you can go to tpchd.org. That's the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website. tpchd.org/vax-to-the-future. Little pun there, V-A-X, vax to the future. That will get you the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department information. There have been no updates since last week in terms of who is now eligible, so we're still looking at folks over 65, healthcare workers, and individuals that are age 50 or older who live in multi-generational households. The following health systems and clinics in our region are offering vaccine appointments for eligible individuals as vaccine availability increases. Multicare, Virginia Mason, Franciscan Health, Kaiser Permanente, CMAR, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, University Place Medical Clinic, Tacoma General, St. Joseph's, International Health Community Services, Fred Hutchison, Evergreen Health, and Seattle Children's. UW Medicine has paused any further appointments availability until further notice due to vaccine limitations and availability. But anyone who has already made an appointment with UW Medicine Systems will be able to continue to receive their first and second vaccine doses through UW Medicine. Many pharmacies also have vaccine programs by appointment. These include Safeway Albertsons, Kirk's Pharmacy, Lincoln Pharmacy, QFC, and Axe Pharmacy and Healthcare Services. Now, not every single one of these QFCs or Safeways or Albertsons will have vaccines, so you are advised to call ahead. There are specific pharmacies within those grocery store systems that are offering appointments for vaccines for eligible individuals according to the Washington State phase finder. And you can go to findyourphasewa.org to answer those demographic questions to see if you are indeed eligible to receive coronavirus vaccines, which are still at this time pretty limited. Let's move on to our regional information for today. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 119 new COVID-19 cases today. The two-week COVID-19 case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County was 332. Starting this past weekend, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department discontinued reporting COVID-19 cases and deaths over the weekend and on holidays. That may mean that upcoming total case rates might appear high or might seem to fluctuate since it'll include multiple days' worth of data as they get caught up. But the two-week case rate per 100,000 people has a six-day lag to account for data inaccuracies and making sure that that is most accurate. And so statisticians and health officials and health department officials really say that the two-week COVID-19 case rate per 100,000 people in our county is the most accurate look, bird's-eye big look at what COVID-19 transmissibility or transmission is looking like in our region. So that's at 332 right now. Continuing with regional information, the South King Emotional Wellness League will be hosting free 45-minute virtual counseling sessions on Wednesday, February 10th. You can sign up for Virtual Mental Health Support Day by following links at facebook.com/SKEW League. That's the South King Emotional Wellness League. Pierce County Parks and Metro Parks Tacoma are collaborating to enhance specialized recreation programs in Pierce County for individuals with varying developmental and intellectual disabilities. You can go online to piercecountywa.gov/specialized recreation to find out more about these programs. All COVID-19 safety protocols are followed. We have some school news. Those who are caretaking for children or parenting children may be eager to know that Tacoma Public Schools plans to increase in-person schooling for kindergarten, first, and second grade students from 2 days a week to 4 days a week based on anticipating that Pierce County's COVID-19 case rate per 100,000 will continue to stay below 350. Again, we're at 332 right now. We're below that 350 mark. And so that is the guideline set by the state currently for how and when some forms of in-person schooling can occur. Today, February 8th, there were first graders who started in-person learning in cohorts. They started 2 days a week. This also included older students in multi-edge classrooms with first graders, such as Montessori schools. On February 16th, second graders will start in-person learning in cohorts 2 days a week, and kindergarten students are expected to attend in-person learning 4 days a week. On February 22nd, first graders are expected to attend in-person learning 4 days a week, and on March 1st, second graders are expected to attend in-person learning 4 days a week. Due to space constraints in the Tacoma schools, only kindergarten, first and second graders are expected to return to school 4 days a week for the remainder of the school year. When and if all other grade levels start learning in person, they will do so in cohorts 2 days per week through the remainder of the school year. More information is available at tacomaschools.org. For our listeners up in South King County, in Federal Way, Pre-K, kindergartners, first graders, and some students in grades 2 through 12 who receive special education services will plan or can plan to attend in-person hybrid schooling starting no earlier than Monday, March 1st. These are for students whose parents or guardians selected the hybrid model as their preferred learning option as opposed to the remote model. In Fife, first and second grade students returned in AB hybrid cohorts this week. The week of February 15th, there will be third, fourth, and fifth grade students returning in cohorts. The week of February 22nd, sixth and seventh grade students are slated to return in their cohorts, assuming that case counts in Pierce County remain below 350 cases per 100,000 residents. And the week of March 1st through 8th, the week of March 1st, 8th graders and high schoolers are slated to return in cohorts, assuming that case counts in Pierce County are below 200 cases per 100,000 residents. More information for Fife families can be found at fifeschools.org. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, and more. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. In addition to those regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's mobile testing events this week include the following. On Wednesday, February 10th, the department will be at the 6th Avenue Apartments. On Thursday, February 11th, they'll be at the West Pierce Fire and Rescue in University Place, as well as all the way out in Eatonville at Eatonville High School. They'll return on Friday to Eatonville High School, as well as holding COVID-19 testing at the Pierce County Library located at 3005 112th Street East. For those mobile testing events, no ID is required. Tests are free and open to anyone, and most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need some later hours, you can go to the Lakewood Station. That goes until 5:30, but you can check tpchd.org for specifics. Results are available in 3 to 7 days. This is especially important if, by chance, any of y'all had any kinds of, you know, gatherings for any big games yesterday. If you did attend any kind of gathering indoors, unmasked, or indoors for long periods of time, even while masked, with people that live outside your household, health officials are urging you to quarantine and isolate for the next 14 days. If you start experiencing any of those COVID-19 symptoms that we kind of all know by this point, or should, like, you know, fever and muscle aches, indigestion, diarrhea, nausea, headache, chills. What are the other things? Loss of taste and smell. Then please do avail yourself of those COVID-19 tests, either through your care providers or for free through the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. There are 3 Walgreens pharmacies that are even now offering free drive-up rapid antigen testing for anyone ages 3 and up. The Walgreens pharmacies that are offering this in our region include the one in Tacoma at 38th and Pacific, the Walgreens in Lakewood at 8224 Stilcom Boulevard Southwest, and the Walgreens in Kent at 27112 132nd Avenue Southeast. Patients who are using that testing method must pre-register online at walgreens.com/COVID-19 testing. Whew, lots of information on this Monday, February 8th. If you're listening to the KTQA daily briefing at 3 p.m., then, you know, it'll appear shortly at daily.ktqa.org. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. And if you missed any part of the daily briefing today, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org, where there's clickable links you can read or listen. If you aren't on our email list yet, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included. Enjoy today's sunny weather, because it's going to be a cold one later on this week. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.
Dos muy serias enfermedades respiratorias.
El terrible COVID.
Vamos por
sí, que vamos a enfermarlos.
Y en esta otra
cuerna de la salud
comienza el combate.
COVID y gripa pelean. Su superhigiene no puede con los dos.
Necesita ayuda.
Vacuna veloz noquea a la gripa.
Superhigiene eliminó a COVID.
Tú también combate la gripa y el COVID.
Pierce County,
juntos podemos someter estas enfermedades.
Tacoma Pierce County Health Department.
Usa tu mascarilla, Condado de Pierce.
Aprende más en tpchd.org/español.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.
This is Becky again, live with KTQA. And just as a little reminder, as one of our listeners said, we are completely volunteer run. We are building out that broadcast studio in the heart of Hilltop, and it does cost us money. So if you aren't on our email list yet and want to be kept abreast of all the things that are going on there, you can go to ktqa.org/contact. If you'd like to donate some money, you can go to ktqa.org/donate. And if you'd like to, I don't know, just see how that build out is going. Our engineer, Sam, is documenting the build out of the studio on his personal YouTube channel, which can be found at Waveform Orchard. So if you'd like to take a look at, I don't know, how it's going, or if you'd like to get some ideas for how you think KTQA can reflect your voices and our community, check out Waveform Orchard on YouTube, or go to ktqa.org/donate, or follow us on any of the social medias, you know, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitters, we're all there as well. And now, back to your regular programming.